The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Ashley Conrad. Joining me today, Leah Hemming. I have the pleasure of speaking with not only she's family, which we've talked about how many people aren't family, right? But she's also a friend, and she's also a sexual health and wellness expert. Welcome.
Expert.
You are. Hey, I'm going to throw it out there for you. So you are certified in sexual health and wellness. So today we are going to... Let's talk about sex, baby. Right?
Dive in.
Yes. So I didn't know. I mean, I knew that you were certified, right? I mean, you've been in the healthcare industry for a long time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been in healthcare for 25 years. I've been with Blessing Hospital, actually, for all of it. And I've been a nurse and a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. And I've always had special interests in sexual health. In fact, I did my master's project in grad school on sexual dysfunction of chronically ill patients. We ask patients about their dry weight. We ask patients about their A1C, about their salt intake, about what color and consistency their stool patterns are. But nobody really knows what to do with a dry vagina.
Right.
Or a flaccid penis or low libido. And I don't want to say nobody, because I have partners that are gynecologists. I have partners that are urologists. And I really do go to them for structural changes that are interfering with your intimacy. But
as a general rule, it's kind of taboo, right? I mean, people, I don't want to say taboo, but it's not always comfortable for people.
It's not.
Yeah.
And they don't, physicians and nurse practitioners, we typically don't get a whole lot of education on sexual wellness other than structural. And so there's, you know, your brain is the largest sex organ that we have. And
right.
So I saw a need. Actually posed the offer to a health service years ago, and they didn't feel like it was going to be very either profitable or welcoming. So,
yeah.
And that's fine. But I was able to start a sexual wellness clinic within the cancer center 3 years ago at Blessing, and it's been incredibly well received. I started with oncology, A, because that's my background, and B, we chop off a lot of body parts when we're trying to cure or slow down that disease. We reroute colons to the stomach. We suppress hormones. We induce chemical and surgical castration, and none of that's sexy. So, sexual wellness, sexual health, the sexual wellness clinic. My whole purpose of doing this is to bring awareness to this highly underserved area of medicine.
Yeah.
And to talk about what is the new normal for you.
Yeah.
What can we get back to what you were prior to X, Y, and Z, and where do we go moving forward?
Now, it's not just for cancer patients
No.
or people that are going through that. It's for, you know, let's say a me or anyone who is having any difficulty through, you know, their sexual journey, whether that's going through like perimenopause or menopause, or say, what about like trauma? If you've experienced trauma and you're trying to heal from that, I mean, you offer just a broad spectrum of services to a broad spectrum of people, right?
Pretty much. If it involves sexual health, it can be treated at the sexual wellness clinic. The only thing that we don't treat is pedophilia.
Yeah.
And I have several colleagues in the business, actually, that I refer. Hemming Sexual Wellness Clinic is licensed and certified for Illinois and Missouri. So I can see patients anywhere in those two states, potentially Iowa, kind of working on that. But if pedophilia is one of the concerns that's brought forward through the clinic, then I have a referral base in Chicago and St. Louis that that can treat
Is that common?
Individuals.
Is that common that you get like people that call you on that
court
issue?
Ordered.
Okay. Ah, gotcha.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
It's
all really interesting to me because
it's fascinating.
It is, and I appreciate somebody, you know, making it basically your passion, because it is important. And I think the more we talk about it, the more widely accepted it will be to continue talking about it.
Right. So, and it's free.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And why not improve it?
Right.
Whatever it looks like for you. And that's another thing. I try to bring awareness to when people think of the word, can I say sex?
Sex, yeah.
Sex. Okay. When I say the word sex, people just assume that it's something going inside of something else. And that is primarily intercourse, but there's the whole world of outer course that people forget are also categorized within the realm of sex.
Right.
So it's bringing awareness to that. It's making people feel like there's not something necessarily wrong with
right.
them. It's just something different than what they were used to. And it may not be abnormal to begin with.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Awareness.
Yep.
I think intimacy is something that, like you mentioned, the brain is like the largest sexual organ, and intimacy is oftentimes, I think, you know, especially like personal experience, I hold myself back. So trying to figure out why that is and improving,
right,
is not like, and it's not always, you know, penetration, we'll say,
right.
which that word is like, again, even saying it, I'm like, it's just so, yeah, right?
Yeah.
But it is like, you know, how can you get yourself comfortable so that you can not only enjoy things fully, but, you know, help your partner? I think
right.
that's just.
Right. And sometimes it's as simple as calling the organ what it is.
Yeah.
So this isn't an ear tag. It's, you know, or a head tag, it's an ear.
Right,
and this
right.
is a penis, this is a vulva, this is a vagina, this
yeah.
is, you know, whatever it may be, and normalizing that it's okay to say those words
yeah.
because they're anatomically correct.
Sure.
And when we normalize it, then you're much more apt to feel safe discussing it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you do offer, you know, you are around all the time, so people can call you if they have issues, right? Or book an appointment with you
right.
through the clinic. But you are offering a specific clinic coming up that is like a tell me about that.
So the clinic that I initially started at Blessing,
uh-huh.
Is now open to the rest of the non-oncology world. So you can have a history of oncology, but that's not your only qualifier. So it is a 100% telemedicine clinic.
Mm-hmm.
It is open on the website says the hours, so I accept patients all day on Fridays and half of day on Saturdays. There is an email on the website that you can email me any questions. I can make exceptions depending on my schedule if neither of those days work out. I feel like Saturday mornings are pretty heavier booked.
Yeah.
I think because more people are out of work or, you know, not typically working in that time, but,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty flexible for the most part.
Now this is one-on-one, right? You're not sitting in a group or you are in a group?
It is whoever wants to be there. So
okay.
someone can have an inquiry and go to the website and just have a question that I can answer. And some will go one-on-one or with a partner or however that situation looks, however big the partnership is.
Yeah.
And that appointment can be booked. It is 100% telemedicine. So it is from the space, the safety, the privacy of your own space.
So when I was asking groups, sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but I'm not sitting with Bob and Brittany and other people talking about my sexual experience, right? Or can I, or is that, do you offer that?
If that's where you decide to show up for your
no.
virtual visit.
No.
So
gotcha.
I am behind a computer screen
yeah.
in one space.
But you don't have like
behind
17 other people
no.
logged into this same meeting.
No.
Okay, that was my question.
No.
Okay, gotcha. Not
I
that
have
I...
worked, I have discussed with some churches in the tri-states about doing some group events, but my clinic is telemedicine. You can book group events through
gotcha.
It, but
okay.
it is whoever books the appointment is who
decides
shows
who
up
gets to
and whoever they choose to bring.
Gotcha.
However that looks for them.
Good to know. So
mm-hmm.
it's not like an Anon or something where you just have a bunch
no.
of people showing
mm-hmm.
up talking.
No.
Okay, that was kind of my question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, because
though.
I wasn't sure how, you know, what it looked like as far, because when you say clinic, a lot of times it's multiple
it's a
different
virtual
people.
Clinic.
Okay.
So it is 100% telemedicine.
Gotcha.
Whoever will be there is because you wanted them to be there.
Excellent.
Yep.
And then you mentioned a website. What is that website?
It is
We'll post it. Don't you worry about it. Yeah, we'll post it. I noticed you weren't saying it earlier, so I was like, maybe she doesn't remember it. But anyway, it is a great.
I don't go to my own website.
No, I get it. It's a great website. I was looking at it. It kind of covers all of the services and all of the.
And then we do a lot with religious shame and recovery after infidelity too.
Wow.
So yeah, it's
things that I wouldn't think about. But you know, if it's outside of kind of my silo or my echo chamber, I don't really. Think that it I don't really know it exists, but I'm glad you do. That's excellent. Leah, well, good luck, and I love that you're bringing some awareness and some resource to the sexual health and wellness just the subject of it, right?
Yes.
I just think it's really important.
Thank
so
you.
And you're phenomenal as always, so I have no doubt that this is going to be amazing. If you know, if you're looking for support you know, in the sexual health and wellness arena, definitely give Leah Hemming a call. Visit the website that we're going to post, and good luck. I appreciate you coming on and chatting with me. All right, coming up next, Britt B and Ash C and Coffee Talk. Stay tuned.
The Tower, a great place to meet and eat. But did you know the Tower has one of the finest drink selections in our area? On Mondays and Tuesdays, stop by and pick up a single topping pizza and get Tower margaritas to go. Enjoy the Tower at home or in our dining room, bar area, or the Tower's signature climate-controlled porch. The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With 6 big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite appetizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
Instant Replay is your local sports bar. With 18 big screen TVs, we have all the sports packages from college games to pro games. We offer daily drink specials, and come check out the bullpen, our newly renovated beer garden. Instant Replay, 2739 Chestnut in Quincy.
And we're back. Now it's time for Coffee Talk. Of course, with Ash C and Britt B. What's going on, Britt?
Nothing and everything at the same time,
yeah.
Right?
It's like a daily, that's a daily thing around here. There's always something going on, but it depends on the magnitude, we'll say.
Yes.
Right? So, of course.
A big announcement for those of us that follow us on Coffee Talk, especially.
Gloria.
Our one follower.
Thank you, Gloria.
Backstory real quick. It wasn't me.
Bob thinks it was one of us who created this email address to send in a compliment about the coffee talk. Which I got to be honest, I'm not above that. I just didn't do it. So full disclosure,
it wasn't me either.
So
thank you, Gloria.
Yeah, thank you, Gloria.
But
we
for
appreciate
our
you.
Coffee Talk followers, we were supposed to be slated to be at the Yum Factory. We said that I think on the birthday of the month announcement.
Yeah.
But that got moved back for Brittany from the Yum Factory because we wanted her to be able to showcase both St. Patrick's Day and Easter.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So we'll announce our February birthday of the month then, and we'll start marches.
And when is that? March?
When is
the Yum Factory?
The Yum
one?
Factory? Yeah. Next Coffee Talk.
Okay, there we go.
Which will air next Wednesday.
Yeah.
This one airs, you know, today, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. So. But we'll get a twofer next time at the Yum Factory, and we'll announce the birthday. And hopefully everybody commented with a February birthday. I know I commented a couple. So looked like there was some pretty good feedback on there, pretty good engagement. So good luck to everybody when we finally do visit the Yum Factory.
Those cupcakes are delicious.
Oh, man, they're so good.
They're like delicacies.
Yes, absolutely. And then something else big that happened
in the news today, or I guess, I mean, it was yesterday for everyone watching this, is the Facebook shutdown. I mean, that was, I think, a whole 30 minutes for some people, but some people, I think, are still logged out.
I had a rough time getting back in.
Us, it's kind of, I mean, I thought I had the day off from social media, but Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a big deal for some people, not only with like us for the marketing and the social media and running a news site, but the meltdowns that I noticed the most was the people thinking they lost their photographs.
Yeah. That happened to me. I mean, this was like, and this was because I stupidly clicked on, you know, like a some kind of hacked link or something, and immediately got a message. Your Facebook account has been banned and disabled. Immediate. No hope of getting it back. And then what's worse than that, immediately the scammers come after you. Like, I can help you get this back, right? For $150. Well, then they have your information, you know? So it's like you're getting screwed from all directions. So it is scary, but I mean, I think there is a backup feature on Facebook for those people who are nervous about the Facebook, like their photos and stuff. You can back it up.
And then there's other apps. Instead of relying completely on Meta or Facebook, you might want to try the other apps that some people are, Shutterfly, Amazon, Picture Storage, and Snapfish were the three that.
So I use Google Photos. I don't know if and how they're connected. I think
Google Photos is connected to the Amazon thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't trust really any of them. I just have a really hard time with, as soon as I saw, so I texted a couple people and was like, I can't get into Facebook. And then you texted and, you know, told me that it was like a nationwide thing, I think, or worldwide. Who knows? Was it worldwide?
I don't know. I think, yeah, it was. I had said on my Snap that I was in the nail place and some lady was screaming that China was hacking us. So China. It was really awkward in the nail salon.
Well, I mean, she may be right, but I just think you don't
see. Other possibilities were that then she started screaming Russia. So,
well,
you know, we're playing all countries.
Listen, we play no favorites here. We just know that there's something. So, and then here's kind of where the conspiracy theorist or whatever you call it. It's like when 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, you got to start asking questions. So then you have the AT&T outage, right?
Yeah.
Well, come on. It wasn't a solar storm or whatever, because that would have affected all of them. Mm-hmm. So let's be honest. Also, I think one of the news sources put up like just a green like flare on a screen. Like, this is it. Like, we're all just supposed to believe that they could now all of a sudden take pictures of a solar flare in space. It was just, I'm like, oh my God, really? We are either just that dumb that we believe this or they just don't care how they spread this misinformation. Anyway, so then you got Facebook and it's like, it could be China, it could be Russia, it could be just an outage, it could be
Zuckerberg, aliens.
It could be aliens, it could be like you said, which I didn't think about, when it was down and it was asking you to retype in your passcode, that could have been the hack that they were trying to get everybody's pass or, you know, password, which again,
you would need a lot of AI, but I mean, obviously anybody that's taking this down has a lot of AI.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Meanwhile, you know, it's election time and it's no secret that a lot of censorship happens on Facebook, and Trump, I think, is kind of, I don't want to say gaining traction, but I think people are a little bit tired of the immigration and all the other crap. So, you know, anytime you can control information like this and put it under the guise of a hack or just an outage, it's possible. But anyway, we won't harp on that anymore because that's just stuff we can't control right now. So,
but locally in the news, it said, okay, so Bob went to council and reported the big news of council was that possibility of our water bills increasing.
Okay. I got to say it. Listen, I don't know how we can stop this. I understand that all of these improvements should have been like piecemealed, you know, through the years and years and years and years. It is just really inconvenient that it's happening now when prices of everything else are sky high. People are struggling. Water is now going to be something that people are going to have to be like, well, do I want to pay my water bill or do I want to pay my heat?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just really inconvenient and unfortunate.
It is. The fact that it's weird that our services, like our city services, are diminishing. And I don't know, like somebody should have been foreseeing this or budgeting this in the future. And I don't know. I know that, like, my point was maybe if we weren't sloughing things off from a general fund in general, then we would have the money for the central services that we're supposed to have. Like water, you know, being a main source of, I don't know.
I think that that kind of, you know, is the big bold period on the end of your sentence of why this, you know, the TIF and the general fund need to be examined a little bit closer, because this is something that we need right now. And while the TIF is slated to bring in more money in the future, some people cannot afford even an extra $9 mm-hmm. on their water bill. You know,
which, I mean, I think it was at an average projected of, what was it, 14?
Something like that. But I know we just 14. Had an increase a little over a year ago, maybe, that was about yeah. $9 or $10.
Yeah.
So when you think about
another
the,
14, and then that and then I think usage on top of that is what they're looking at, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously.
It's just a big jump. I mean, and that's monthly, right? And
yeah.
that is just something that a lot of people haven't budgeted for. I know it's another one of those things. It's like, you know what? Shut up and swallow it, because you're just going to have to deal with it anyway. But it's unfortunate that, like you said, someone who was managing this didn't have the foresight to kind of lessen the
blow. Or they might not have the control, because we're pulling things away from,
yeah,
from the budget. Fund. Yeah.
Well, and see, that's where I'm like, the infrastructure, the budget, right? I mean, this has got to be the infrastructure. So where is all of that money going? And I think we need to do a better job as, you know, community members, citizens that are paying all this money, to say, I want to see, like, this journal, this ledger, I want to see where all this money is going.
Everything should be a lot
more transparent.
Yes. And just easily available.
Yes.
I was looking for something yesterday, and just the runaround that I was getting, I mean, it led me to, yeah.
Well, then again, then when 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, you start thinking, what is being hidden and why?
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
I'm not
so
saying people are hiding things, but I'm just thinking,
well, this,
there's something,
yeah.
there's some things that are just like worth questioning. And when you see a constant increase of your monthly budget, even though you're taxed on these things, you're paying increased taxes. So you're paying increase in taxes. Now you're paying more to use this.
Yes.
This service. Right. So it's like, you're getting screwed from every angle. And at some point they're going to bleed us so dry that there's no choice but to be dependent on.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
Yes.
Which I think is, there you go with my conspiracy theory. Again. But that's,
I don't think you're off. I think, yeah. So it led me to think to myself, what can I do to make myself feel better when I was getting that runaround? And I decided then today that I'm going to go plant shopping.
Aha.
So I'm plant shopping, and I mean, these plants are, I'm going to go for something that doesn't require a lot of water,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
But then I'm also going for something that, it's called a snake plant. Mm-hmm. There's actually one right over by you.
Yeah.
And I'm getting this snake plant for in the bedroom.
Ooh la la.
Yes, but it isn't for any kind of sexual wellness.
All right.
So
does it make you like instantly like, ooh.
No.
Frisky?
It is for air purification.
All right.
Not okay. that like, yeah. Before we were talking, and she's like, yeah, your farty bedroom.
Your stank bedroom. It wasn't necessarily fart, but you know how bedrooms kind of can get like
it
just
not,
closed, because that's where all your clothes and stuff are.
It is one of the most air purifying of plants,
I guess.
Good
to know.
Look it up. I saw some lady put it up on TikTok at one point in time about how they buy these plants for like cancer patients, like first time, like when they hear, and they send them home with that. It's like a holistic thing too.
Cool.
So yeah.
Yeah. I need one for Claire's volleyball bag, closet, and the laundry room. No, I'm kidding. But no, that's good to know. And you are like the plant girl that I know. I mean, I love it.
I end up killing things.
So that's how I do it too. But the thought is there. The knowledge is there. Now you just need to spread that well. So I appreciate learning a little bit more about the snake plant. It also has another name, doesn't it? Which I think is really interesting.
I think it's mother-in-law's tongue.
Which is just real weird, especially when
also
you're,
should
not be in the bedroom. But yeah, so it was really interesting, because these things, I'm so focused on my conspiracy theories and my kids and their dirty closets and things. So
hopefully with the increase in the water bill or whatever, we can I think catch rainwater. That's like actually against, I'm pretty sure, like an ordinance or something where I'm not kidding.
Oh,
so
boy.
Maybe they'll lift that one so I can water.
They're gonna have to, or my conspiracy
plants.
Brain is gonna go haywire because if I'm gonna get in trouble for catching rainwater, but I have to pay significantly more for water, I'm going to have a fit. And then I'm going to start drinking raw milk, and we'll just see where this conspiracy brain goes next. But it's always something, I'm telling you. And every day, something I read or listen to, just it just says, you know what, Ashley, you may not be on the total wrong path.
I don't think you are. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I know you are. But sometimes I need to distract myself from that because it gets so mind-boggling and like heavy. So I appreciate the
mother-in-law's tongue.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it kind of keeps it light and airy, right? Yeah, love it.
Airy.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Yeah, I didn't even mean that one, but man, I am on fire today. All right. I think that does it for today's
Coffee Talk.
Bye, Gloria. Catch you here next time.
Muddy River News. Our home, our news.